the week's cases for the week ending May 23rd, 2025, by Alman Astor, L.A. County Public Defender's Office. Personal infliction of great bodily injury requires actual personal infliction. Penal Code Section 12022.7 enhances sentences for anyone who, quote, personally inflicts great bodily injury, close quote, GBI. What does personally inflicts mean? Quote, the defendant must be the direct rather than the proximate cause of the victim's injuries, close quote, Warwick, 182 Calap 4th, 788 at 793. Quote, a person who merely aids, abets, or directs another to inflict an injury is not subject to the enhanced penalty of Section 12022.7, close quote, Olo, 11 Cal 5th, 682 at 692. Here, the defendant failed to protect her son X from injuries inflicted by the victim's father. Is that personal infliction of GBI? Well, one court of appeal has said that a parent's failure to act when action is required is personal infliction of GBI. Warwick, 182 Cal App 4th, 788. This court of appeal disagrees, saying that, quote, the people do not articulate how Jara personally inflicted great bodily injury on X through her failure to protect X from Milan's abuse. They merely suggest the unremarkable proposition that, by failing to fulfill her duty to protect, she permitted Milan to cause further injury. But Section 12022.7 does not permit a finding that Jara personally injured X through Milan's actions, close quote. Enhancement reversed. Beal versus Milan, F087198. 520-25 CA 5th. Natural and probable consequence jury instructions are erroneous in murder cases. SB 1437, codified in Penal Code Section 1170.95, now renumbered 1172.6, bars liability for felony murder where the defendant wasn't the actual killer, didn't aid in the killing, and wasn't a major participant in the underlying felony who acted with reckless indifference to human life. SB 775, effective 1-1-22, provided that SB 1437 relief also applies to convictions of attempted murder and manslaughter. This Court of Appeal summarizes these new laws by saying, quote, thus convictions for express malice murder and attempted murder now require proof that the defendant personally harbored an intent to kill, close quote. The judge here instructed the jury that, quote, appellants could be guilty of murder or attempted murder based on their participation in an underlying conspiracy, if murder or attempted murder were the natural and probable consequences of the conspiracy's design, close quote. The Court of Appeal finds that this was error and reverses the attempted murder conviction. As to the murder convictions, however, though, they find the error harmless. Peel versus Ritchie, G062770, 520-25, CA 4th, Division 3. Required showing to obtain discovery to support a Racial Justice Act claim is very low. Effective 1-1-21, the Racial Justice Act, RJA, bars convictions and sentences tainted by racial bias, Penal Code Section 745A. RJA provides for discovery, quote, upon a showing of good cause, close quote, Penal Code Section 745D. Quote, in order to establish good cause for discovery under the RJA, a defendant is only required to advance a plausible factual foundation based on specific facts that a violation of the RJA could or might have occurred in his case, close quote. Young, 79 Calap 5th, 138 at 159. The defense here sought discovery to prove a violation of the RJA on the basis that the DA charges gang enhancements more often against black defendants than anyone else. San Mateo County's population is 2.7% black. Gang charges or enhancements were filed 9.6% of the time against black defendants. The black arrest rate in San Mateo County was 6.6 times the arrest rate of whites. Quote, the Attorney General asserts McDaniel's reliance solely on statistical data is insufficient to establish a plausible factual foundation to meet the good cause standard. We disagree, close quote. Quote, thus the statutory language of the RJA supports McDaniel's use of statistical evidence as an appropriate mechanism for proving racial disparity in charging, close quote. Quote, county-level data reflecting a racial disparity in charging or convictions may provide a plausible basis for asserting that an RJA violation could or might have occurred, close quote. The showing of specific facts to compel discovery, quote, could be met by case-specific facts as offered in Young, or it could be met by specific statistical facts relevant to the charges that individuals involved as in Gonzalez, 108 Calap 5th, Sup 36, or both, close quote. quote, courts should focus on the relevance of the proffered facts in the claims of racial bias to determine whether a minimally plausible basis exists to grant discovery, a low threshold, close quote. Quote, in sum, the requisite showing at the discovery stage is a low bar. Defendants may meet this showing through various types of evidence, close quote. McDaniel versus Superior Court, A171858, 51925, CA 1st Division 3. PC 1203.41 relief is available even if the original sentence was not to state prison. The judge here did not sentence the defendant to prison initially, instead suspending imposition of sentence and placing the defendant on probation for 3 years. The defendant violated probation. Probation was revoked, and the court imposed a 3-year prison sentence. Penal Code Section 1203.41 authorizes dismissals, often wrongly called expungements, for many convictions in which the defendant was sentenced to state prison. The trial judge denied this defendant's 1203.41 petition, finding that a 1203.41 dismissal is available only if the original sentence was to state prison. The Court of Appeal reverses, saying, quote, nothing in the language of the statute requires an original prison sentence, close quote. Any sentence to state prison permits relief. The Court of Appeal also says that the probation violation does not render the defendant ineligible for 1203.41 relief. Peel v. Brown, B337098, 52125, CA 2nd, Division 6.